This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahi walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Inshallah, continuing with our series here in the month of Ramadan, Paths to Peace, where we look at the ayat of the Quran that talk about peace and tranquility and serenity in an effort to be able to better understand for ourselves how we can acquire greater tranquility and peace of mind and peace of heart during this blessed month of Ramadan. What we're going to talk about today pertains to something that happened 1,442 years ago. It was technically the 17th of the month of Ramadan. Today was the 18th, so it would have been yesterday's day, the commemoration. And that is the greatest victory that this ummah has ever been granted. It is the most decisive underdog story in human history, and it is one of the most pivotal moments in the history of humanity, and that is the Battle of Badr. And the Battle of Badr is, as I just commented, is a very, very significant moment from the life of the Prophet ﷺ. What tells you everything you need to know about that moment is that there is a hadith in Sahih Bukhari in which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked Jibreel alayhi salam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Archangel Gabriel alayhi salam that what is the status of the angels who came down to the battlefield of Badr. So the angels of God, the Malaika, who came down to the battlefield in the Battle of Badr, what is their status amongst all the other angels? How do all the other angels view those angels that took part in the Battle of Badr? And Jibreel alayhi salam responded by saying that they are considered the best of the angels, the most noble of the angels. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the same for us. The same for us. Meaning that the Sahaba, the Muslims, the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 313, who participated in Battle of Badr, are considered Ashabu Badr. They are considered the best of all the companions. They are considered the most noble and prestigious of all the companions. Because of how significant and powerful this moment was. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Ali Imran, in verse number 123, وَلَقَدَ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٍ. That indeed Allah helped you at the place of Badr, even though you were helpless. You were weak, you were frail, you were helpless. You were defenseless. Adhilla. But Allah helped you there. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So be mindful and conscious of God so that you may always remain grateful. Don't ever be deluded into thinking you won this battle. Don't ever let anyone delude you into feeling that this was your victory. This was Allah's victory. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. Allah tells the Prophet ﷺ, you're not the one who launched the arrow when you physically launched the arrow, but it was actually Allah who was striking the enemy down behind your physical arrow. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here, always be mindful of Allah so that you remain grateful. إِذْ تَقُولُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remember that moment when you turned to the believers. And I'll talk more about this in just a moment from Surah Anfal. But here in Surah Ali Imran, Allah says, remember, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you turned to the believers and you said, alay yakfiyakum, that they were feeling overwhelmed. They looked out at the enemy that outnumbered them 3-1. They looked at this enemy that was armed to the teeth, armored from head to toe, sword and shields and bows and arrows and spears. And you, meanwhile, the Muslims were there. Some Muslims didn't even have shoes on. Most actually did not have a weapon. They were looking for sticks that they could hold in their hand. And they were standing there, outnumbered 3-1, completely outmatched. And some of them were starting to get nervous, shaking. I mean, you're staring death in the face. There's nothing cowardly about that. That's just sensibility. That's just logic. And the Prophet ﷺ turned to them. And he said, pull yourselves together. أَلَنْ يَكْفِيَكُمْ. Is it not enough for you? أَنْ يُمِدَّكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ. Your Lord is coming to your aid. Allah is with you. And how is Allah going to be with you here in this battle? بِثَلَاثَةِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُنزَلِينَ. Allah is sending down 3,000 angels from the heavens. Bala, of course that is enough. But rather, in tasbiru wa tattaqu. But if you remain strong, patient, firm, you don't run, and you remain connected to Allah, keep your mind and your heart connected to Allah, even though physically you're standing here in the battlefield across from an enemy that is thirsty for your blood, but keep your mind and your heart connected to Allah. وَيَأْتُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا. And then Allah will come to your aid. How will Allah come to your aid? That when the enemy attacks you, at that time, يُمْدِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ. Your Lord will help you. بِخَمْسَةِ أَلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُسَوِّمِينَ. By sending down 5,000 angels into the battlefield, sending down 5,000 angels that will come down in waves upon waves upon waves, crashing down on the enemy. And then in ayah number 126, Allah says, وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ. Allah did this to congratulate you, to confirm you, to console you, that you've done the right thing. You believed in Allah when everyone else rejected this belief. You followed the Prophet ﷺ when everyone called you foolish for doing so. You sacrificed your home and your lives and your properties and your businesses and even your families for Allah and His Messenger ﷺ, for the Quran, for Islam, for the truth. And everyone called you crazy. And everyone said that you were possessed and you had lost your mind. But Allah did this for you here today, bushra lakum, to let you know you have not lost your mind. You have not gone crazy. You have not gone astray. You are not deluded. You are not a fanatic. But you are doing the right thing. وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ. And Allah is strengthening your heart. There's that word again, itminan. Allah is providing stillness and stability, calmness and serenity, confidence to your heart through this moment. وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. This help, this aid, this victory didn't even come from these angels. Because even these angels are just a tool of God. They are the army of God. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. They are the army of God. This victory today belongs to Allah. This victory was given to you today by Allah. And Imam al-Razi, rahimahullah ta'ala, explained something very powerful. It's the classic question, right? Because the Quran says, إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ. When God intends something to be, then He says, be and it is. That's it. Could Allah have not just commanded the enemy to just fall dead immediately in the battlefield, and they would have all just fallen dead and it would have been over? Absolutely. Then why did Allah send angels into the battlefield? And He said to demonstratively, to demonstrate, to establish the victory of iman over kufr, the victory of light over darkness, of truth over falsehood, to demonstrate it by sending down these remarkable beings of light, these creatures made of divine light, these angels into the battlefield, فَاضْرِبُوا فَوْقَ الْأَعْنَاقِ مِنْهُمْ وَاضْرِبُوا كُلَّ بَنَانٍ, that to strike down the enemy in the battlefield, because of what that would show and what that would prove and what that would establish. Very similarly, just to kind of compare, you know, and contrast, in Suratul Anfal, Surah number 8, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about this moment, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَمَا أَخْرَجَكَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَيْتِكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَإِنَّ فَرِيقًا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لَكَارِهُونَ. Allah made you get out of your home. He forced you out of your home. Badr is a day's journey away from Medina. He made you leave your home, go out there into the middle of nowhere, and there were a group of the believers that were not sure about this at this moment. And that's a very human emotion and reaction. يُجَادِلُونَكَ فِي الْحَقِّ بَعْدَمَا تَبَيَّنَا كَأَنَّمَا يُسَاقُونَ إِلَى الْمَوْتِ. They were very uneasy and nervous. Even though they knew what is right and wrong, it was almost they felt like they were being dragged to their deaths while they could see death waiting for them. وَإِذْ يَعِدُكُمُ اللَّهُ إِحْدَى الطَّائِفَتَيْنِ, and Allah promised you would get one of two things. Either you would get the caravan or you would meet the enemy. وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ تَكُونُ لَكُمْ, you were hoping it'd be the caravan and not the army. وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهُ, but Allah wanted you to face the army. Why? What Allah wanted was, أَنْ يُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ, Allah wanted to establish the truth. بِكَلِمَاتِهِ, with His word. وَيَقْطَعَ دَابِرَ الْكَافِرِينَ, and Allah wanted to teach these enemies a lesson. لِيُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ, so the truth could be clearly established. وَيُبْطِلَ الْبَاطِلَ, and falsehood could be completely obliterated. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ, no matter how much these enemies dislike that. إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ, you made dua to your Lord. Oh Allah, please help us. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ, Allah answered your dua. بِأَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدِفِينَ, by sending down thousands of angels into the battlefield. وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ بِهِ قُلُوبُكُمْ, and Allah once again did this to console you, to comfort you, to congratulate you that you made the right choice. And Allah provided calmness, serenity, stability to your heart by providing His help and His aid. وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ, وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ, and the help came only and solely from Allah, because indeed Allah is Almighty and All Wise. So this is the Battle of Badr, and this is that turning point where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us that light always prevails over darkness. The truth will always prevail over falsehood. What is right, what is correct, will always come out on top at the end. And what we have to learn, the lesson, is that these Sahaba, when they were going to the battlefield, they were shaking, they were nervous, they were anxious. The Quran talks about this. But the moment they arrived in the battlefield, they were willing to go and stand there for what was right, no matter how daunting and overwhelming the odds were. That serenity washed over them, that calmness and tranquility from Allah came over them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala literally tells us in the next verse, إِذْ يُغَشِيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ أَمَنَةً مِنْهُ, that they, such a serenity and a calmness washed over them, that they started dozing off and falling asleep standing in the battlefield. Standing. Falling asleep while standing. And then falling asleep while standing in the battlefield. Like, how's that even possible? I could probably pull it off, but how's that even possible? But that's for different reasons. I could pull it off for different reasons, right? But how? No, see, all seriousness, right? How is that possible? How is that possible? That's how powerful the peace and tranquility from Allah is. Meanwhile, you could be lying in the softest bed, in the most comfortable home possible, unable to sleep and rest, because there's no peace and tranquility. Because the peace and tranquility has always been found solely and only in devotion and dedication to Allah, to the Messenger of Allah, and to the truth. If you tell the truth, they always say, right? You tell the truth, you can sleep well at night. No matter what the consequences, you told the truth, There were some tough consequences, but you know you'll sleep good at night. You lied inside out, backwards, forwards. You lied your way out of a situation. Okay, there were no immediate consequences. But you lose that tranquility. You lose that sleep. And that's what Allah is teaching us here in the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us committed to the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us steadfastness upon the truth. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us peace and tranquility. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahum bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Just a quick reminder, inshallah, we're posting the reminders online as well. As we are approaching the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, we have, inshallah, a lot of very, you know, the programs that have been going on regularly are obviously going to continue, but we're also going to be adding some special programming during the last 10 nights, inshallah. There will be a nightly Qiyam program here in the Musalla, where we will have a lesson, a dars, kind of a lecture, if you will, followed by Qiyam prayers led by many of the Qalam seminary students. So inshallah, plan on that, and we'll be posting and sharing the information online so you can take a look there. And at the same time, inshallah, on the 25th night of Ramadan, which will be Saturday, we are going to be having the annual Qalam Qiyam, the bigger Qiyam program that we do all night long with all the different scholars and teachers from Qalam, inshallah, sharing thoughts and du'as and reflections. So plan to join us for the whole night program on the 25th night. And then on the 27th night, which is Monday, inshallah, we're going to have the completion of the recitation of the Qur'an in Salat al-Taraweeh. We will be having a du'a as well, an extended du'a, inshallah, because it's a time of acceptance of prayers. The 27th night, the month of Ramadan, and the completion of the Quran. And we're also going to be asking the community to support, inshallah, Qalam's programs, and specifically the campus, the building, for the coming year on that night. So please plan to come with just a little bit of patience and a lot of willingness to give. Jazakumullah khairan. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.